Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're your source for, well, cutting through the noise and getting straight to the insights that really matter for you. Today, we are plunging into a sector that's undergoing just radical transformation, energy supply.
That's right.
We've got a fantastic stack of BeRelevant's latest research right here. And our mission, really, for this deep dive is to unearth the most critical marketing and sales challenges facing energy providers right now.
Sector.
Giving you, our listeners, a real shortcut to understanding the strategic implications.
That's precisely it. Our goal today is to give you, the executive listener, that essential briefing. What are the strategic shifts redefining success in this space? Especially, you know, how they impact customer engagement.
Okay, so let's unpack this new energy landscape then. The energy world isn't just, you know, changing slightly. It's being radically reshaped. Three fundamental forces all hitting at once.
Mm-hmm.
First, we're seeing massive decarbonization and decentralization. Mm-hmm. Research from folks like PwC and EY, it shows this profound shift away from the old central power supply model.
Right.
We've got more and more prosumers. Could be individuals, could be businesses generating their own electricity, maybe rooftop solar, that kind of thing.
And they're not just consuming anymore. They're actively feeding power back into the grid.
Exactly.
What's fascinating here, I think, is how this isn't just about where the electricity comes from. It's forcing energy providers to fundamentally rethink their entire business model. It's huge.
Like total rethink.
They're no longer just, you know, commodity suppliers. They're morphing into orchestrators of this really complex distributed energy ecosystem. They're becoming platform operators, service providers.
Yeah.
It demands a complete mindset shift from kilowatt hours to managing customer interactions across this whole network.
Absolutely. And kind of hand in hand with that is this relentless force of electrification and digitalization. The IEA, BDUW in Germany, they highlight that global electricity consumption is just skyrocketing.
Oh, definitely.
Think electric heating, the explosion of electric vehicles, EVs, and increasingly digitized industry. Smart factories, you know. This boom isn't just about needing more power. It puts immense pressure on data. Huge pressure.
Immense.
We're seeing this urgent demand for data-driven processes. Everything from smart meters to predictive maintenance, digital twins, AI-supported load management. Data isn't a byproduct anymore. It's like the new fuel.
Indeed. And this push for digitalization, it means that real-time insights, automated processes, they're becoming critical necessities. You need them to manage both the complex energy flows and the rapidly evolving customer demands.
Right.
The competitive edge, it no longer lies just in infrastructure. It's in the intelligence. Specifically, how effectively your data fuels personalization and efficiency.
And the third big trend, wrapping this up, a complete transformation in customer behavior and the competitive landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Research from PwC, Accenture, it makes it crystal clear. Customers, B2C or B2B, they now expect seamless digital self-service. They want total transparency in offers. They expect highly personalized communication.
It's a standard now.
It is. Yeah. And the market's fragmented massively, right? Thanks to comparison portals, new digital energy platforms popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and the startups.
Exactly. New tech players, agile startups pouring in, constantly ratcheting up the pressure to innovate. It's a very different customer out there. They have far more choices than ever before.
So if we connect this back to the bigger picture, these macro trends, they're directly shaping the strategic landscape. They're creating both significant challenges, yes, but also compelling new opportunities for energy providers.
Okay.
They really demand a fundamental rethinking of how these companies approach their customers and, frankly, their own internal operations, too. It's a foundational strategic shift. It'll determine future relevance.
So with these huge global shifts as our backdrop, what are the most significant strategic hurdles, the big picture issues energy providers are facing right now? Our sources point to several key areas where transformation isn't just recommended, it's essential for survival.
Well, one major challenge is the shift from that traditional product focus to true customer orientation. Many providers, as the BDEW points out, are still structured around internal product silos, you know, grid operations here, commodity sales there.
Separate teams for PV, e-mobility.
Exactly. And that siloed approach makes it incredibly difficult to create a consistent, smooth customer journey. especially for the more complex products.
Right, and the risk.
The risk is customers getting inconsistent advice, hitting non-transparent processes, those frustrating media breaks where they have to repeat information or navigate disconnected systems. It drives people crazy.
I can imagine. So the solution?
The solution, according to the research, is really orchestrating end-to-end customer journeys, using integrated tools, marketing automation, CRM systems, and increasingly a customer data platform, a CDP.
That makes sense. And that internal fragmentation, it often mirrors a fragmented offer landscape externally, doesn't it?
It does. As portfolios expand, PV, batteries, home charging stations, Deloitte's research shows there's often no clear, intuitive offer architecture from the customer's viewpoint.
Which leads to?
Massive customer confusion. Missed sales opportunities, lost chances for upselling or cross-selling, because things just aren't connected logically.
So what's the smart approach there?
Designing clear offer packages built around typical customer needs. For instance, a complete energy solution for someone building a new home, or a specific package for an energy renovation project, making it easy for them.
And of course, customer experience, CX. That's got to be critical.
Absolutely critical. McKinsey and Gartner confirmed that digital touchpoints often fall far, far short of today's rising expectations. Comfort, transparency, personalization, the bar is high.
And the risk if you don't meet it.
Immediate and clear. Decreased customer satisfaction, eroding loyalty, increased churn, especially in that low-margin commodity business where switching is easy.
So you need consistent standards, good self-service platforms.
Exactly. Robust digital self-service, proactive communication, consistent CX standards across the board.
Okay. Beyond the customer-facing side, Gartner also flags these critical technical system breaks and data gaps, wrestling with fragmented old IT structures.
Oh, yes. Legacy systems across CRM, marketing automation, portals, back-end systems. This siloed tech environment actively prevents personalized communication. It stops data-driven management in its tracks.
And the result is?
An incomplete view of the customer. An inability to trigger actions in real time. No closed-loop feedback to learn and optimize. You're flying blind in crucial areas.
So the fix. A unified architecture.
That's the recommendation. A unified technical architecture creating what's often called the golden record. A single comprehensive view of every customer, pulling data from all those disparate systems.
Making it actionable through?
Through a CDP, your CRM, your marketing automation tools working together.
Got it. Then there's the sales side, especially B2B transformation. McKinsey highlights the shift from traditional field sales.
To hybrid approaches, yes. And these absolutely require data-driven lead management, advanced digital tools. It's a big shift for many sales teams.
And the risk if they don't adapt.
That B2B sales teams, maybe clinging to old ways, just miss the new market logics entirely, leading to project failures, lost revenue. It's serious.
So the solution involves more programmatic marketing.
Program-driven B2B marketing, definitely. Leveraging digital lead generation, sophisticated lead scoring, continuous value nurturing throughout those often longer B2B sales cycles.
And finally, the perennial challenge highlighted by PwC, price sensitivity and churn, especially in commodity.
Always a factor. It's a price transparent, low margin business. Yeah. So differentiation has to come from somewhere else. Superior service quality, innovative product packages, and outstanding customer experience.
Without those, loyalty is fragile.
Incredibly fragile. Unpredictable. The solution lies in strong customer lifecycle programs, targeted reactivation campaigns for customers who might be at risk of leaving, and robust loyalty mechanics that create genuine stickiness, value beyond price.
So if we connect all of this, these strategic challenges, they collectively underscore this profound truth. Energy providers really need to fundamentally rethink their entire customer engagement model.
It's not just incremental change. It's a complete transformation. It has to be.
That is a lot to consider at the strategic level. Okay, now let's really zoom in. The Be Relevant research identifies specific high-priority marketing and sales hurdles, the ones that are most critical for you listening right now.
Right.
We're going to dive deep into three core marketing challenges and then three core sales challenges that are really shaping the competitive landscape today.
Into it.
Okay, first up for marketing, customer orientation and personalization. This is not just a buzzword anymore, is it? It's a strategic imperative.
Absolutely, not just a buzzword. The energy sector is rapidly moving from simple commodity supply to complex advisory solutions. Think solar PV systems, home charging infrastructure, comprehensive smart home solutions.
Yeah, more complex sales.
Exactly. And customers expect individualized, consistent interactions across every single touch point. Doesn't matter if they're a homeowner or a large industrial client.
And for consumers, all this info can be overwhelming.
Totally overwhelming. So personalized database guidance is absolutely critical for conversion, yes, but also just for building trust.
And B2B.
In B2B, energy providers are now competing head-to-head with specialized service providers. So data-based, key account management, customized offers, these are essential to prevent losing those strategic high-value accounts.
Okay, so the risks if you fail here, significant.
Very significant. You lose critical cross and upselling potential. Customer loyalty erodes, mm-hmm. leading to higher churn in the commodity business. Mm-hmm. And your conversion rates for those high-value complex products, they plummet.
Plus wasted sales effort.
And inefficient sales costs, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the path forward, it means designing truly omnichannel journeys for these complex offerings, mm-hmm. seamlessly integrating digital and physical touch points.
Which requires good data.
Sophisticated database segmentation and scoring models for targeted campaigns, absolutely. And building automated nurturing flows that provide educational content, self-service options for those long cycle products.
All underpinned by personalization tech.
Underpinned by deep personalization, leveraging a customer data platform and marketing automation. And critically, this is key aligning marketing, sales, and communication teams. Share lead definitions, joint training, everyone on the same page.
And the expected results are pretty compelling.
Higher conversion, stronger customer retention, unlocking significant growth potential, increased sales efficiency, and gaining that crucial competitive advantage through a superior customer experience. It pays off.
Okay, next high priority marketing challenge, data management and data protection. Sounds technical, but you said it's foundational.
It is the absolute foundation for this customer-centric transformation we're talking about. Data is the basis for orchestrating those complex energy offers. But at the same time, regulatory demands, GDPR is the big one, are growing.
And customers want control, but also personalization. It's a balancing act.
It's a real balancing act. Customers demand transparency and control over their data, yet they still expect a highly personalized experience. For residential customers, this means legally compliant, individualized communication within portals and apps.
And B2B?
For B2B, robust, structured data models are vital. Managing complex accounts, informing strategic tenders, you need solid data governance.
And if you don't get this right,
you risk losing crucial customer insights because your data is fragmented. You face serious compliance risks, fines, reputational damage, and you suffer from a fundamental lack of personalization across all your touch points. Your campaigns just become inefficient noise.
So the solutions focus on first-party data.
Developing a robust first-party data strategy, yes. Ensuring legally compliant data collection, things like progressive profiling over time. This needs technical consent management that works across all your systems. Can't be leaky.
And the CDP, the Golden Record Initiative.
Critical. A strong CDP and Golden Record Initiative to consolidate all customer data into that single unified view. You can even enrich this maybe with alternative data sources like geodata or load profiles to make targeting even smarter.
Right. And the payoff.
A legally compliant data foundation, significantly higher data quality, truly personalized customer experiences, efficient automation, and importantly, better overall analysis to steer your efforts strategically. You know what's working.
Okay, wrapping up our deep dive into the top marketing challenges, let's look at customer journey transformation through AI. This sounds like a big one, a strategic game changer.
It absolutely is. Artificial intelligence is fundamentally altering how customers are informed, advised, activated, think predictive analytics, hyper-personalization, intelligent chatbots, sophisticated recommendation algorithms. It's changing everything.
And companies not integrating AI.
They risk losing significant efficiency and, maybe more importantly, relevance, especially when dealing with those complex products that need nuanced guidance and timely offers.
The risks seem pretty stark then.
They are. You face a significant competitive disadvantage. Your processes remain inefficient, manual, compared to data-driven competitors. And your customer experience suffers. It feels generic, non-predictive.
So the solutions involve things like predictive triggers.
Exactly. Implementing AI-supported predictive triggers and scoring models. Automatically identifying interest signals, like knowing when to offer a home battery based on a customer's rising solar PV usage pattern.
And AI in communication.
Leveraging AI-supported communication. Recommendation engines in your customer portals, personalized, offer suggestions based on profile and behavior, real-time stuff.
And automating the journey itself.
Achieving full journey automation, where dynamic nurturing flows adapt in real-time to actual customer behavior. It's powerful.
The expected results sound transformative.
They are. a transformation of the customer journey into a proactive, real-time interaction model. This leads to increased efficiency, higher conversion rates, and really powerful differentiation through intelligent, data-driven experiences.
Okay, so those are three critical high-priority marketing challenges. Beyond those, B Relevance Research also highlighted several other important areas, maybe medium to high priority.
That's right. There's the ongoing need for effective use of marketing technologies. Making sure your existing tech stack, CRM, MA, portals, is truly integrated and impactful, not just expensive silos sitting there.
Which links to Omnichannel?
Directly. Building a seamless omnichannel experience, consistent brand interactions across every touchpoint app, website, field sales, call center, it all has to feel connected.
And adapting to how customers behave now.
Adapting to changing customer behavior, yes. Recognizing that shift to digital-first information gathering, delivering relevant content in real time where they are looking.
And proving it works, attribution.
Underpinning it all, the challenge of measurability and attribution. Understanding what truly drives success across complex customer journeys so you can optimize budgets and improve marketing's impact. It's crucial for getting buy-in.
And dealing with tight budgets.
Despite budget restrictions, the focus has to be on ROI-based steering, making every dollar count.
Cutting through the noise.
Addressing content overload means personalizing content, making it relevant, not just adding to the noise.
And keeping customers loyal.
And nurturing brand loyalty in digital times. That requires hyper-personalization, innovative loyalty programs, giving them reasons to stay beyond just price.
Okay, great overview of the marketing landscape. Now let's pivot. Let's turn our attention to the high-priority sales challenges that are top of mind for energy executives.
Right. First, on the sales side, and this is a big one, adaptation to hybrid buying behavior. This is basically a prerequisite for competitiveness today.
Because buying isn't linear anymore.
Not at all. Purchase decisions are inherently cross-channel. Customers are researching online, using comparison portals, engaging with self-service tools, and still expecting personal advice at certain points.
These hybrid journeys providers aren't always there.
Exactly. Hybrid journeys are emerging, where energy providers might not be present at key moments. And many sales structures, frankly, remain analog or just transaction-focused, not data-driven, not journey-based.
And the risks there are pretty clear, too.
Oh, yeah. Missed sales opportunities because you're not systematically reacting to those digital signals.
Yeah.
Inefficient lead processing because sales teams aren't equipped for hybrid interactions. Unclear responsibilities between online and field sales. Who handles what when?
So the solutions involve truly hybrid models.
Introducing truly hybrid sales models, yes. Where digital pre-sales, maybe automated qualification, paves the way for targeted personal follow-ups by the right person.
Using marketing automation for sales.
Building sales-oriented marketing automation flows that automatically nurture and qualify leads, teeing them up for sales. And crucially, empowering your field sales teams, giving them the tools and training to handle those pre-qualified leads coming in from digital channels.
And linking it all up.
A closed-loop framework with synchronized lead status tracking across marketing and sales is absolutely essential. Everyone needs visibility.
And the expected results. More efficiency.
More efficient lead processing, definitely. Significantly increased closing rates, reduced sales costs, a consistent customer approach, which boosts satisfaction, and ultimately, higher conversion for those complex, high-value offers.
Okay, next high-priority sales challenge, inefficient lead generation. This hits the pipeline directly, right?
Directly impacts the pipeline and ultimately revenue. It's high priority for a reason. Leads are often generated, you know, unsystematically. From comparison portals, trade fairs, referrals, social media, all over the place.
But not qualified or nurtured properly.
Frequently not properly qualified or nurtured, no. And a key underlying issue is that marketing and sales are often not synchronized. They're working in silos, leading to untapped potential and, honestly, considerable friction between the teams.
I've seen that friction. The risks are
significant. Low lead quality hitting sales, missing crucial information about customer needs. Low closing rates because the follow-up is unsystematic. And wasted resources, especially for your expensive field sales teams chasing unqualified leads.
So the solution is better alignment. Smarketing.
Introducing a closed-loop smarketing framework, sales and marketing alignment is critical. Defining joint lead criteria, agreeing on scoring models, automating lead qualification via marketing automation and CRM.
And smarter content.
Developing intelligent content logic aligned with each phase of the sales funnel, giving potential customers the right information at the right time to move them along.
And it needs to.
Better qualified leads arriving at sales, higher closing rates, highly efficient use of sales resources, strong marketing sales alignment, which feels better for everyone, and importantly, a predictable, scalable lead pipeline that consistently drives growth.
Okay. And finally, for the top sales priorities, mirroring the marketing side, the integration of AI in sales, strategically critical. High priority and strategically critical for future viability, yes. AI enables a completely new quality of customer interaction. Precise lead scoring, accurate demand forecasts, intelligent next best offer suggestions. It's powerful stuff.
But adoption is lagging.
Many energy providers are only using AI minimally, or maybe in isolated pockets, not strategically integrated across the sales process.
And the risks of falling behind here?
Profound. You face a competitive disadvantage against more innovative providers using AI effectively. You miss massive potential because customer needs aren't recognized early or they're misprioritized, and you incur high costs due to inefficient deployment of your sales resources.
So the solutions involve AI-driven scoring and prediction.
Implementing AI-supported lead scoring models and predictive analytics to identify those prime opportunities much earlier and more accurately. Leveraging AI-supported offer suggestions based on customer profile and behavior data, the right offer at the right time.
And integrating it into the core systems.
Critically, integrating AI directly into your marketing automation, your CRM, your CDP systems. This enables real-time triggers and recommendations that feel seamless to the customer and empower the salesperson.
Makes sales smarter, more efficient.
Makes your sales and customer interactions smarter, more efficient, and much more scalable. It leads to faster deal closures and provides powerful differentiation through both innovation and genuine customer proximity.
Okay. And just to round out the sales picture, other important challenges identified included things like the ongoing digitalization of the sales process itself, getting rid of paper.
Exactly. Moving from paper-based or manual steps to streamlined digital offer and contract flows, making it easier for everyone.
And focusing more on existing customers.
A significant lack of focus on existing customer potential. Providers often overlook massive upselling and cross-selling opportunities right there in their current base, low-hanging fruit often.
And finally, just getting noticed online.
And the intense competition for digital attention. Smaller providers especially struggle for visibility against new digital players and those ever-present comparison portals. Standing out is tough.
Wow. Okay, this deep dive really underscores a fundamental truth, doesn't it? Regional energy providers, they have to redefine themselves.
Well,
They're no longer just utilities. They need to become these orchestrating platforms for energy, for infrastructure, for this expanding range of services. It's a profound and, frankly, necessary shift.
Absolutely. The customer journey itself, it transforms into a strategic steering instrument. It needs to guide every interaction from that very first needs identification right through to potential reinvestment down the line.
And tackling these challenges isn't just about efficiency gains.
Not at all. It's about securing future growth. It's about ensuring competitiveness in this rapidly evolving market.
And what B-Relevance research makes really clear is that through smart database prioritization and automation, you can actually achieve a higher impact, maybe even with fewer resources.
That's the potential, yes. Customer lifetime value-oriented steering. It truly enables sustainable growth, even when budgets are tight.
It's a holistic transformation, how energy providers operate, how they engage. It touches everything.
It really does.
So as you, our listener, look at your own organization, here's something to ponder. What is the single most critical data gap or internal silo that, if you could bridge it, would unleash the most immediate growth for your customer journey? And thinking about our discussion, how could AI be the accelerant in making that happen?
Good question to leave people with.
Something to mull over as you continue your own deep dive into these absolutely critical topics.